A change began to take place during his junior year. He had acquired not only an education, but a love of books, of great minds on paper, an admiration of prose, of good writing, things well said and deeply felt. He was seeking a purpose, a goal. Meanwhile, the world was burning all along the edges of the sea horizons. The smoke of battle was drifting even to Harvard. For John Kennedy, it was to be the sea. From his first childhood glimpse of the gold-flecked sea, his bare feet in its tides and its whirling surf, the oceans had fascinated him. The young lieutenant and his crew were nearly all landsmen who had loved the sea, but not followed it. All had been too quickly trained, too swiftly sent to battle. John Fitzgerald Kennedy met his moment of truth, faced that desperate, breathless event when a man is tested, and if he fails, the rest of his life is set in some other direction from what he had planned it to be.
Even in war, there's time for glory. Medals that tell a young man's story. Ribbons of red that rest over the heart on a young man's chest.
John Kennedy wanted to serve at the living keel of the country, at that compass point where the rudder of national life was situated, where one steered the ship of state head into the wind, and a young man could take some part in the chain of command. He began by becoming a congressman. Young as he was, his 2 terms in Congress taught him that politics is a haunted playground, where glory hunters, the loud, the greedy, the special causes, the lazy, and the fat cats all mixed. But also, he knew that only in the smoke of political battle does the democratic process come alive. There was a Senate seat to be won, and John F. Kennedy won it. He won it in style, won it with dash. He found his place in the world, and at the same time, found an emotion that has been written about, set to music, dramatized, mocked, exalted, and was certainly popular in the hearts of the Republic. He was in love. Who was she? Her name was Jacqueline Lee Bouvier. She had grace, upbringing, a natural charm. Her meeting with this striking, tall, red-headed, blue-eyed young man preparing himself for an active life pleased her. To the world, she came in time to be called merely Jackie.
This was the girl he gave his heart to. This was the dream he chose to follow. This was the one he'd waited for. This was his own true love. Someone to share the gift of laughter. Someone to love forever after. Someone to hold apart. Close to a young man's heart. She was dark, she was slender, and she walked through the world's starry eye. He was warm by her splendor in that wonderful year of his pride. This was the church in which they married. This the corsage she proudly carried. Never a day so gay. Never a day like this wedding day.
It was an impressive wedding.